What is going on, people? This is Elder Tenchi. Today, we got a special for you. This is going to be the very first album review for On the Brain. Now, normally, we do a lot of movie reviews, TV talks, and everything. And when we were a YouTube show, I tried to do a music type show where I reviewed mostly underground hip hop. Recently, a new album in the section of hip hop called Nerdcore has basically dropped in my lap. Now, the story goes like this. I'm on Instagram one day, and a buddy who happens to like our stuff, who happened to be an artist, goes by the name of Twill Distilled. She came to me and said, "Hey, I got my friend from the group I'm in. She's about to do her album with another group member, and they're looking for promo. So you might want to get on that, right?" And I said, "Okay, number one, I was still surprised that she listens to us, right? Secondly, she came to me and said, 'Hey, my homegirl Lady J is putting together a Kingdom Hearts album. You may want to get through.'" I'm like, "Okay." So I waited a few months. The album was supposed to come out in July, but due to Rona, it ended up coming out later, but they ended up adding more songs, more everything to it. And now I had to get some buddies up here to do it with me. So let's start off with probably, my longtime friend. He was on an episode of the show back in about 2010 when we were still doing it on YouTube. And funny enough, we talked about music. Goes by name of Mr. Sean Robinson. What's going
on? Hey man, how you doing? I'm living, I'm hanging. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right, brother. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Anytime, man.
Excellent. Thank you for taking the time out that busy schedule. On the second chair, we got a good friend of mine. Now, first time we met was at a music event. And we just nerded out about not only music, but everything in general. And we've been friends ever since. We've been looking to collab. He's been looking to come up here and give us some of that unfiltered awesome. He goes by the name of Mr. Ronald Hill.
Hi, hello, Merry Christmas, how you doing?
What is going on, guys?
Stretching and surviving, having a good
time. Yes, sir. That's right. It. Staying inside.
Yeah, staying inside, staying safe, right? And listening to all this creative music. And I selected you guys specifically because you are music fans who happen to be Kingdom Hearts fans. Had to check if you were Kingdom Hearts fans first. I, you know.
Yeah, from the beginning, man. From the beginning.
Yes, yeah, no, it's been a
long, 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 long journey of 1, 2, and then the 17 games in between.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh man, and everything's canon.
They have
a plethora of games stretching out from the 2000s on, and everything still counts.
I'm waiting for the book to come out of just everything Kingdom Hearts from beginning to end.
I did collect the manga. I did collect the manga when it started coming out, like early in high school. And it was really basic. You get through the chapters in like 3 pages.
I think I read the scans before and I was not impressed. It was really? Okay. Yeah, it was okay.
Not even the artwork?
The artwork was good, but I'm not a real manga guy anyways. It kind of takes away from the media from me only because like I'll wait for an episode, a 20-minute episode of like something like Naruto back in the day, right? But then the man, you read through it in like 5 minutes, and then everyone's spoiling, saying this happens and this happens. I'm like, you didn't even see it in the best format and action and drawn out and all the moves and stuff. You know what I mean? So I try to stay away from it as much as I can.
So you got too many spoilers for you. So it's like I'm gonna stay away from the manga.
Too many spoilers, and they get them too fast. And in 5 minutes, you've gone through a chapter, and you know all this crazy stuff that hasn't even been mentioned in the anime yet. And now I'm known about stuff that hasn't happened yet. And the anime is ruined for me, so I try to stay away.
I got you. So as far as this album, which is called Vessels of Light, a Kingdom Hearts tribute by Lady J and Cam 3, with production by Cam 3, what did you guys think when I first mentioned it to you that I wanted to do this review?
Oh boy!
I'm about to say, for me, because I told you, I was like, I've heard a lot of like Kingdom Hearts based like beats and raps, and most of the ones that I've heard were not good, or I was like, you're ruining the series, stop.
Like they were trying, but it just wasn't work. It just wasn't working.
You know, it's one of them things where like everyone goes, oh man, this sounds cool over a beat, and then they do it, and you go, what? Why? Who told you? Who gave permission to do that? Who gave you recording software to do that?
Yeah. What about you, Sean?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Especially when it comes to you rapping about a Japanese RPG that is beloved by me.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to make a whole album off of a subject, right? Like Kingdom Hearts is a subject, and to make a whole album, and not only make an album, make it sound good.
Yeah,
there's too many things working against it. When I first heard that, first heard you mention this, I was like, oh boy, this is probably not gonna be what I want to spend my time listening to, honestly.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I'll give it a go.
I mean, I had to give it a shot.
Right. You know? Yeah.
I'm already a fan of this style. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I've been a fan of nerdcore hip hop for a few good years. Like the genre, while people treat it as a novelty, they still got some serious lyricists there.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
You know what I'm saying? So I like, and me being a, like us being music heads, period, you know, it's like, you can't sleep on it. When you hear a good bar or a good concept, you can't sleep on that regardless of what your feelings are, you know? And this is a concept album. It's not just a bunch of random songs about Kingdom Hearts. Like, oh, I like this character. Oh, this character's fire. Get the Keyblade out. No, it's a concept, narrative, story-driven album.
Yep.
You know? So I got to give it up in that regard alone, you know?
Before you even jump into it, I will say it was better than I expected it to be.
Right.
Without giving my final judgment, it definitely was better than I expected it to be. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. I was already familiar with the artists making this album because I'm a fan of their collective. I'm a fan of their group called Wreck the System, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, so y'all are getting my, you know, just grabbing at my heartstrings with this one, okay? Because I noticed that one theme throughout the album. Besides, friendship is never give up.
Yep.
And as someone who, you know, who struggles with a lot of people who struggle with anxiety could probably really relate to this album, especially the intro and which is, you know, a nice melody of Kingdom Hearts, but it's also the first few tracks, like the journey. That right there was a song was like, okay, I could be talking about this on my other podcast and it would still feel the same, you know?
That's actually one of the songs that was one of the better, or if not the best songs on the album. Just because of the beat and the way she flowed on it, and everything just kind of came together on that one track, and it was like, yeah, this is it. You know what I mean? Because she has a real up-tempo way of rapping. You could tell she always wants to rap fast, and that beat just fed into it.
Yeah,
it was good. It was good.
And when I heard the journey, I was like, okay, all right, okay. It might not be as terrible as I think it's going to be. Because I went into it just not optimistic at all. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, oh, this is going to be a train. So when I heard the journey, I was like, all right, okay. Got something here. And then the rest of the album goes on.
This is talking about the game, you know, this is talking about the game, but this is also talking about a mental health journey. You know? True. You know, like what it feels like to feel alone, what it feels like to feel like you're failing and just coasting through life, told through the eyes of the characters of this universe. And it hit me, you know. Some tracks more than others, I will say. Not gonna sit here and praise and say it's 100% perfect, because nothing is, but the journey, like, I was like, okay, is this a standout track, and this is only track number two? Like,
I think a good term for it, I call it, is like, this whole album's kind of like underdog music. It's music that's kind of like fight the system music, like be yourself, kind of standout type of music. And I think that's the album's actually at its strongest when it has the songs like The Journey that aren't. It's a good Kingdom Hearts song, but even if you took the Kingdom Hearts like concept out of it, it would still be a good standalone song. And those are the strongest songs on the album, the songs that can kind of stand alone minus the Kingdom Hearts piece of it.
Right. I know. I feel the same. Like, okay, like everything from my, and I'm probably just going to jump around here to try and, try and follow me. But another song I felt like stuck out was The Forgotten.
Yes.
I like The Forgotten.
Yeah, that right there is like less than a memory, and you're talking about the Heartless and the Nobodies, right? But who hasn't felt like that?
True.
I told you, man, some of these songs was giving me flashbacks of playing the game and being in distraught.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because I feel like that's what it is that gets us with Kingdom Hearts. It's not just the nostalgia; it's the story they're trying to tell, even if it's confusing. You know.
Yeah. Oof.
You know, because it can get confusing, you know?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
It's a bunch of, who are these people? Wait, who are these people? Where did they come from? Where were they at in the last three games? Wait, who? What? Okay, time out. Okay, that's what the game does with the story. It's like, everything is happening, and I don't want to know, but I got to know.
But you got to know. And what's the deal with this long epilogue? Like, it's... Like in Kingdom Hearts 2, you're playing Roxas' story and
3 hours.
Yeah.
3 hours of not Sora. But that's why I called them for the entirety of 2. I was like, okay, not Sora. He's like, oh no, it's Sora with the X. Yeah, I'm gonna call him not Sora.
But I think that track, the Forgotten, I did take a couple of notes here. That track, that was the track where she had a singer on the hook, and I forget who the singer was.
The singer is Hinda?
Whoever the singer was on that track, the singer did their thing on that track. She killed that track. And I think on that track too, as I mentioned before, the artist, I think it was Lady J, she likes to rap in an up-tempo, but I think on this track in particular, her style of rapping really didn't match the instrumental and the energy the hook person put out.
Yeah.
But I still think it was a pretty good song, but that person on the hook definitely sold that song for me. She killed it.
Right. Yeah. No, the people that they got, like singing it, because this album also kind of experiments with genre a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
Like, that's another thing I love about this subgenre. They don't just pigeonhole themselves in one style. So and this definitely shows that she really took her time, they really took their time selecting the beats and the people that are going to be on the track with them to carry it on. Because with Kingdom Hearts, it's not, you're not just rolling solo. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be other people around you that you have to, you know, incorporate into the story. And I think they did a good job doing that with the people they selected on the track. Yeah.
Yeah. Friendship and stuff. Yeah. You know,
I mean, you know, the power of friendship. I'm going to say it. Power of friendship. Friendship is magic. Whatever. Okay. It's
oh, that sounds quite familiar. Man, where have I heard that term before?
Most TV shows we used to watch, plus now.
Any anime?
Literally. Like, pretty much it all ends with the power of friendship saves the day.
Yep. Just like Captain Planet.
Which they still... Oh, man.
But I definitely... This album definitely gave me some rock feels at certain points. Some hardcore rap feels. It was kind of... genre eclectic, but I like the feel because it kind of gave you different views, so you're not kind of hearing the same kind of music throughout the whole album, you know.
Right, everything from like Ends of the Earth, Heartless for me was on repeat.
I thought Heartless was dope, except for like the singing in the background, only because it sounds like me when I'm playing around singing. But then, like, towards the end, it was like, Heartless. I was like, oh, okay. I don't know if it was meant to, like, get to sound, like, more distorted as the song went on. So, after the end of the song, I was like, ah, okay.
That one features the entire collective of Wreck the System. And the one on the singing vocals, that's Twill Distill. Once again, shouts out to her. This entire collective, they also do their own solo stuff, right?
Yeah.
And when she goes into her like solo stuff, she'll do like a pop punk meets nerdcore style, and she does a lot of singing in her thing. So that right there seemed like she was trying to go into her heavy metal vibe, because as soon as you get to that last, because they repeat the hook three times.
Yeah.
Throughout the and when she gets into why are you so hot, like, I'm like, okay, I hear you. You sound like you should be a leader of a metal band or something.
That's right. The second time I heard it, the second hook when she came in, I was like, is my headphones dying?
Because it got distorted in your ear.
Yeah, I was like, I know I charged him.
that track was dope. I don't know the people's names in the group. Yeah. I thought Wreck the System was a person, but there's someone that raps, I think either first or second, and he kills it. Like, from just his metaphors he uses, because especially with Kingdom Hearts, like, or any kind of concept album, to kind of throw the subject matter in, but in a lazy way.
Yeah,
it was like clever how he was weaving it in there. And I wish I had the guy's name, but he was killing it.
It might have been Osiris. It might have been Osiris Green or Cam who did the metaphors, because they're really
he was early in the track, so yeah. I think he was first or second, probably second.
hold up, what was one of the songs? Again, I really liked it. It was one of the songs where I was at work and I played it and I was like, let me put this on repeat.
I noticed that, I had
the ugly face on.
You had the ugly face, and they had you pumped. It got you pumped.
I was getting ready to fight coworkers, and they're like, "What did I do?"
I had noticed that on Spotify, because you're on my Spotify friends list, that you were playing that for a while. You were playing the remix,
which I got super excited because I didn't look at like anybody who was featured, so while listening to it, and it was like Ran. I was like, Ran, why is that name sound for? Oh my God,
Mega Ran. Yep.
So that got me super excited.
Mega Ran, teacher rapper hero, man. Look,
I was like, oh my God, they got Mega. I was like, she got Mega Ran. Oh, my heart.
He actually collaborated with Wreck the System like once or twice. Like one of the actually a few times. One of the first songs I heard from them was from a project called Coins, right? And it's called Do the Roar. And he's on there as a featured artist. But guess what they're talking about? Y'all remember the X-Men game?
Yeah, the arcade. Yeah.
The arcade game? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That was my first Wreck the System track, man. And that one had to stay on repeat. I'm just mad because it wasn't on Spotify. It's on their Bandcamp, but I need that on my playlist. I need that on my playlist. They also did another album called Wreckfest, which talks about convention culture, right? And they did a party joint that would sound, it sounds like something you would definitely hear in the club. It would sound like something you would definitely hear on the radio. So I would recommend those two tracks to you from those two albums. Definitely.
Okay. Check them out.
Oh yeah, their entire catalog, they just getting up there, and it's this is me nerding out right now. They are dope. Everybody solo is dope, but when they get together, it's Voltron. You know?
I think with this album, I don't know how you guys feel, but I think anytime the album goes up tempo is where it shines. For me, whenever they drop the tempo to the slower songs, that's when I was like, I can do without this.
Wait, yeah. when they try to get your hype with
whenever it's up tempo, because I think, like I said, Creative Lady J, her style is fast rap and up tempo and syllables and that biggity rap. So when she's on the up tempo beats, it sounds great. But when you slow it down, it doesn't work as well, at least for me, you know.
I mean, I got you.
No, I think that's why, like, I listen to the album. Like, it was like one song. I would go, oh man, I really like this song. Next song, I go, yeah, it's all right. Next song, I go, oh man, here we go again. The next song, I'm like,
all right. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it was like,
a lot of up and down movements. Like, you're messing with my mood. You're going,
right. That's what it was. So I was like, oh man, okay.
But I think sometimes too, she tried to bring that up tempo energy to some of those slower beats, and it doesn't work well. And that was the issue for me. You can't have that same energy, because some of the beats, the slower beats, were hard, and the hooks were great and everything. But it was just her trying to bring that up tempo energy to it. It didn't mesh, and it just made it sound a little bit off. Right.
Mm. But did the message of the song come across, or did that distort your overall view of the song?
The message of the song came across, but it was to the point where it was like, as you're listening to it, you're just like, man, the energy, it throws the energy of the song off, because the song's trying to be kind of melodic and calm, but she's coming with the high energy. It's like, how do I explain it? It's just like waves in the ocean, you know, going up and down. It's choppy, if that makes sense.
I hear you. Okay. No, that's a fair assessment, bro.
Yeah. Like he said, for me, it did seem like times where she wrote the rap and like she had the flow that she wanted for the song, and then she made the beat later. So she's just like, all right, screw it. The flow's going to stick the same to whatever beat it's on. So there were songs where I was like, man, it's throwing me off. Like, I wanted to get into it, but the whole thing was just throwing me off. So I couldn't, you know, I couldn't really get into it as much as I wanted to get into it, because I was just stuck like, like, was this supposed to be written for this exact beat, or was this written for a different beat that they couldn't use, so they went with this beat instead?
I don't know. I did follow their on her YouTube channel as well as their Instagram stories. No, I'm not a stan, but on her YouTube channel as well as her Instagram, on the Instagram stories, they showed you like the journey of them in the studio working on this project. Cause originally it was going to be a EP with a few songs on it. Right. Mm-hmm. But then it turned into a full album, you know, months down the road. So I wonder I wonder if there's different versions of some of the same songs where she sounds, you know, where she sounds differently, you know, because you know how artists do. They'll do multiple versions of one, you know, of one song, and then, you know,
yep,
cut and paste what they like. So it's you know, I get what you mean because what song was it where they were very, where she was very where she tried to keep up that same energy from a fast song, but it was a slow, but it was a slower paced tone.
I'm looking for I'm looking through the songs now. Hold on, because there was one in particular that stuck out to me. I think it might have been what song was that?
Wasn't Troubled Waters? Was
it Troubled
Waters? It might have been Troubled Waters.
Was it Troubled Waters?
Troubled Waters. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I think we are all on the same page.
Yeah.
That was the exact song. It was Troubled Waters. Yeah, because the beat was really low key and the hook was dope, but just her energy didn't match. And that's the person that stuck out to me. Like, her energy's too hype for the beat.
Mm-hmm. Like, slow it down a little bit to match the beat.
Yeah,
because it sounded like the flow she used could have been used on like Journey, or the flow she tried to use could have been used on like Journey or something. Because you could tell it was a flow, but she was trying to chop it up and slow it down for the beat, and it didn't match well.
Well, okay, so we know everybody's critique on Again and Again, dope track. The fact that that was the first single she came out with. I need to ask you guys a question. Okay, so when she first started promoting the album and she put out the Again and Again music video, I went to the YouTube page and I did the worst thing you can do, and that's check the comment section. I checked the comment section like an idiot, baka. Okay, seriously. I really want to hit myself in the head for checking the freaking comment section. And I wanted to, it was one of those things where I'm like, okay, I'm 30 years old. I shouldn't be having these, you know, these thoughts of wanting to, you know, go through the computer and smack the taste out of someone just for having an opinion. That urge is still real. But the comment was, you are the only black people who play Kingdom Hearts. I said, what? In my head, I'm like, okay, that's a troll. That has got to be a troll that just wants to get somebody revved up. Because I know there's three black people in this chat right now.
And I could name like three or four myself, like, not even trying to think. So, I mean.
Yeah. I'm like, most of the people that I know that play Kingdom Hearts are black.
Right?
Yes, literally, yes.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay, that's got to be a troll, so just ignore it. It's just that comment got a little under my skin, so I guess they did their job. You know, if they were trying to troll someone, they did their job. I am so sorry. But I wanted to share that in the chat when I first saw the comment, but I was like, nah, I'll ask him about it later. You know,
yeah, probably a little kid or something. I mean, YouTube comments are, like you said, the worst place to go anyways, because if you want to see idiocy, go to any YouTube video and go into the comments, and you'll find idiocy pretty easily.
It is the world's most dangerous rabbit hole. Because you look at one, and you're like, well, obviously, there's nobody else in this chat in this comment section that feels that way, right? And then you go down, and then you keep going, and the next thing you know, you're on like page 72, just looking at the comments from 2017. Why do people suck so much?
The worst part is though, some people form opinions based off of other people's opinions. So they'll go on the YouTube comment and that'll form someone's opinion. You know what I mean? So it's just a dangerous place to be.
Yeah.
It is a danger, and unfortunately, I think of myself like I'm older, this shouldn't bother me. But it did in that instant. But I'm glad we all feel the same. That was just a troll doing what trolls do, you know.
I'm saying, these trolls be in the comments, they'll leave a comment and they snicker like children, like, yeah, this will round them up perfectly. Excellent. Yeah, good.
It's good. Good.
Yes, good. Yeah, let the anger grow inside you.
Oh, no. So back to the track. So back to the track list. Warrior's Heart.
Yes.
Darkness of the Unknown. Let's talk about these two tracks together, man. Oh,
Warrior's Heart was dope. Yeah. That was dope. It was up tempo. The Violet Chaos on the hook killed it. It was just a dope track.
Yeah, I got scared for Warrior's Heart because every song I liked, the song afterward, I was like, all right, so listen to it again and again. I was like, oh, man. So the next track, I was like, oh, crap. Oh, no, this might be one I don't like. So when I heard Warrior's Heart, I was like, oh, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, two for two.
I love I forgot which one had had her doing that, doing that speech at the beginning, and where she's doing basically a very positive, a positive speech about basically negativity and not giving up at the beginning. The theme just keeps going. So, you know how sometimes you'll listen to something and you'll hear a theme and then they lose it somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
It doesn't really feel like they lost that at all. They had a plan, and they were going to hit you with some gut wrenching songs, some experimental stuff, and positivity throughout, right? And skits, which is something I haven't heard in a while.
Right. People still do this?
Yeah. Right. Great. Like somebody, I don't know what album review it was or something, but somebody was talking about how they don't really see or hear skits in albums anymore. You know,
this is music. I
was like, because we're in the age of streams. It's all about the streaming number. The charts are still there, but really they're looking at the streams. They're looking at the YouTube views. They're looking at your social media presence, all that stuff. So people just clutter their albums with nothing but music, right? But this one slowed down to give you some skits in between. I'm like, okay. Now, I haven't played every Kingdom Hearts game that's come out, right? So when one of these skits early on, the Aquaholic one came up, I didn't expect it at all. Yeah. But is anybody, are y'all familiar with Aqua?
Yes.
Yes. Because I played, what was that game? Birth by 2.8? Sleep.
Birth by Sleep. Yeah, that too. Yeah, Birth by Sleep.
Yeah, Birth by Sleep. And then 2.8. And yeah, that I only recently knew about her. But yes, it was one of those things where if you don't know Aqua, that skit probably didn't make much sense to you, I'm assuming.
Okay. Yeah. It did, but it didn't.
Does she have a drinking problem?
She's at a tavern just
it makes you say, them out. So Aqua is a drunk. That's different for Disney and Square.
Okay. I think that was mostly Square's idea.
Yeah, they were like, it's her name is Aqua, she drunk herself in sorrow. Get it? Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, oh man, but yeah, like I said, I was gonna go all around in this thing, but Warrior's Heart, Darkness of the Unknown, those are like anybody who's having a bad, anybody that's just having a bad day, okay, turn on Again and Again, Warrior's Heart, Darkness Unknown, the Journey. Okay, and see if that doesn't make you feel better about yourself. You know?
Yeah.
I think again, those are the tracks, right, that they fall into that up tempo category. That's where she shines and when she kills it. When it stays there, obviously the whole album can't be that, but that's definitely the strength of the album. So I think wherever those lulls happen, I guess when things slow down, I think it's just looking at those songs and kind of figuring out okay how to change the flow. Because I think the message in those slower songs was definitely positive, but we just need the flow to carry that message to the ears a little bit better. If that makes sense.
Cool, I got you. What about you?
What track was it? I'm trying to think of a track that had the like the battle beat. I want to say it was Night of Fate. I am not entirely sure, but I'm not sure, but
I think Night of Fate, the one where it's like where did everyone go?
Yeah,
like where did everyone go?
Yeah, to me, I was like, this entire song is all over the place.
Yeah.
I was like, this is like people were just flowing all over. I was like, my brain itches.
Got you confused.
Yeah. It was like where did everyone go? And I was like, where did the flow go on this song? Because it was like they was like, take the mic, you rap. You take the mic and you rap.
like a jittery cipher.
Yeah, like that was the only song that I legit was like,
I was gonna ask y'all if that was the one that you didn't like.
Yeah, that was the only one that I was like, could do without.
Yeah, me too. Cause that song was like, the pacing is confusing, the messaging kind of confusing, and everyone is talking, I guess, about the same thing, but they're not. So it's just kind of a chaotic song.
Gotcha. Yeah,
like they tag their friend was like, "Hey man, are you trying to hop on this track? I don't rap. That's fine here."
Like whoever is in the studio, get on the mic. Right. Like,
hey you, hey you, janitor, you want to rap? All right, cool. Hold this mic. And then they rap. Go back about their business. Yeah, that was the only one that I didn't like.
No, I got you. I was confused. I was confused by that too. I like it, but at the same time, the rest of the album, it was like, okay, these seem a little more, you know, a little more for me, you know what I'm saying? Like that.
Yeah.
Like while listening to this whole album, like I said at the beginning, it felt like this was talking about someone's mental health state, you know? Mm-hmm. And when you have a message like that all throughout, and they're basically trying to keep you, you're trying to keep you on the up and up by saying you are worth it. You have a, you know, you have a purpose, all that, you know, all that other stuff that people do need to hear. And So when you hear something like Night and Fate, and they're asking where did everyone go, because you're by yourself. We knew what part of that game that was from, but
you knew
what part of the game that was from. But it, like you said, it felt a little disjointed, like the flow was everywhere.
Yeah, it was just it basically was like everyone just threw up on a beat. Okay, all right, let's ship it out, guys.
I think too that, that was one time the instrumental also didn't really do it for me, because that battle theme naturally just it's a really chaotic theme in general.
Yeah,
like it's kind of low key, but it's very like there's a lot of tension in it. And it's kind of high paced. I just think it was a tough beat choice, and I think their flows and their energy kind of matched how chaotic the beat was, and it just kind of didn't work all together in my estimation.
I got you. Yeah. I got you. I got you. Yeah. So like. I think one of the beauties of this album is there's no samples in this album at all. Cam 3 went back and redid the beats, and it's like, okay, this dude, and apparently like he was a fan, but he's still new to the franchise. Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh.
So he went into this and recreated each one. And I don't know who else they have, you know, who else they have on production, but big ups to him for creating these beats, like, period. Whether you like them or not, the dude just went in, you know?
You know, I'm still disappointed though, because there was no Sanctuary in there.
My man.
Man.
This was the perfect opportunity to use it and just go crazy. And I was like, just going
and
to
not there. Disappointed.
Just going to mark that one down as hurt, crushed, wounded.
I don't know. Maybe they were just playing it safe, because we know how beloved that song is. You know what I mean?
True.
Like,
true.
Sanctuary, Simple and Clean, and even Face My Fears. That those three songs are like they're iconic. Not to say they couldn't do anything with them if they wanted to.
I just think they could.
You know, they definitely could, because they have the skills. You know,
yeah.
They have the skills. It didn't feel like they just made this just to make it. You know, maybe I'm reading too much into it because I'm a fan of the franchise as well as them. But honestly, they got the skills. I say whatever they want to do it. You know.
They put a lot of care into it. Definitely, I would have liked to see them at least attempt Sanctuary, because I was actually waiting as I was going.
You were waiting to hear. You were waiting to hear that first few minutes.
Yeah. A nod, a hint at it. At least give me something. You know.
Yeah, I have heard of, you know, I have heard people sample that song before, and it worked in some cases. Like I heard it in you know, just like boom bap hip hop. And I also heard in UK grime. Right. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think my favorite was the UK grime version I heard. But imagine if they were to do this for this album, like if this album were to come out with a sequel to this album, I think that would be a perfect time, since they didn't do it, you know?
I think this guy would be good with it, because like the drums and everything he's putting on the beat, they're not like overstated. It's just smooth. Yeah. You know? It's not that heavy boom bap. It's kind of like just that in between kind of smooth. It's more modern. So I think he could tackle it. You know,
I think so. I think so too. The dude is skillful. You know, so it's and I think not even just them. Like this featured the Collective, but really it seemed like they all had a hand in working on this, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I really can't wait to what they come up with for a full Wreck the System album. So I have two more questions for you two, and I think we're gonna sign off. What songs would you recommend? And what would you rate this in? What rating would you give this full album?
Well, I was thinking about the rating at work. I was like, oh man, he's gonna ask me what do I rate it. I would recommend, oh wait a minute, before they had the nerve to put the low health bar sound in the game, so just
yeah.
And like I said, I had like PTSD flashbacks of screaming at the TV, screaming at Donald, like, help me. You see me dying. You just healed yourself twice. Nothing at all. Thank you, Goofy. This is why I like you more. You're taller. You got your life together. You got a son. You know, you got two full-length movies. Yeah, but I would recommend Again and Again, whether the original or the remix, The Journey, and The Forgotten. I like The Forgotten a lot.
Nice. Sean?
Yeah, I would say The Journey, The Forgotten, if for anything, for that hook and that instrumental is dope.
Yeah.
Heartless, definitely. Warrior's Heart, and then Darkness Unknown.
Man. I think I kind of said my recommendations early, but definitely The Journey, definitely The Forgotten, definitely Again and Again. I'd probably go for the remix over the original, because they all just went off on that one. Like she went off in the beginning, you know, she went off in both versions, but then you hear Mega Ran and who's that? You know, who's that other dude? Yeah, Mega Ran and Swayzo. Yeah,
is it Swayzo? Okay.
Yeah,
I couldn't hear him pronounce it, in the song, and I was like, man, I am gonna butcher this dude's name.
I'm just going by, yeah, I probably butchered that guy's name too, but really all of them together for Again and Again, I'd go to remix over the original. Warrior's Heart, Heartless, Darkness Unknown, Darkness of the Unknown, of the Unknown.
Yeah. I would tell everybody, listen to everything, skits included. You can skip you skip Night of Fate. Because that was the one that was just, just scrambled up dice.
Mm.
But if I had to give it a score, I think that would give it I would give it 7 baby spoons out of 10.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm in the same boat. I'm probably at a seven out of 10. Like I said, with the up-tempo beats he really shines on, some of the slower stuff, I'm kind of take it or leave it there.
Yeah.
I would have loved to hear a Sanctuary, you know? So I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
I'd probably go...
It was definitely a lot better and well put together, and a lot more thought was put into it than I thought it would be, because going into it, like we said earlier, I was like, oh no.
Right. Oh, so, no.
Yeah, if you look, if y'all didn't like it, you could just blame me, because I'm the one that asked you to help me to do this in the first place. So, but I just I gave it a shot. I gave it a shot, yeah. and really, I feel like I picked the right people to do this. So as far as my rating, I'm probably with y'all. I'll probably go like 7, 7.5 out of 10. Yeah, because honestly, this is one of these albums where there are some like hiccups, but the rest of it, especially with the messages and everything, they shine through. Everybody came and just did and just did their thing, and I I can't wait to see what else they come up with as a collective, So plus
okay.
Like I said, mental health is important, and this is the message of that is all through this album, along with the nostalgic bits. So I definitely would recommend this album to anybody who asked me. 7.5 out of 10. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, my two brothers, I once again have to thank you for joining me on this journey of reviewing this album. This is the very first On the Brain music review. So shouts out to Mr. Ronald.
Hey, it's me.
Hanging out with that unfiltered awesome. Check him out. His podcast is pretty much everywhere, right?
Yeah, it's everywhere now. There's also the YouTube channel as well, if you fancy videos with my face.
Right. And what do you usually talk about on the Unfiltered Awesome?
Everything, honestly. It used to be just about gaming, and then, it's something about life, because, life finds a way.
I got you. Uncut, uncensored.
Oh, it is.
Oh, that's beautiful. Sean, my Sir. Dude, listen, it has been like way too long since we did something together, man. So I'm glad that you found the time to do this with me, and that you were here on this rebranding of the podcast. Thank you so much, dude.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you. It was long overdue. We got to do it more often. Can't let.
Oh, we definitely will. Whether it be another music review or something else, related to stuff we love to talk about on this platform. I mean, we got 5 shows on this thing. You're gonna be in something.
Appreciate it. But no, definitely appreciate your time. Definitely appreciate the recommendation. Definitely appreciate the discussion. Definitely was a good one.
Oh, yeah. All right, you nerds. We'll definitely be talking soon. In the meantime, thank you so much, everyone who has been listening to our rant and rave about this, about this album. Shouts out to Lady J. Shouts out to Cam 3. Shouts out to Twill Distilled, the entire Wreck the System collective. And really, it just everybody involved. Shouts out to all y'all.
Yeah, if you want to check out this album for yourself, be sure to stream it at Amazon Music, Spotify, YouTube Music, and wherever else you get your music fix.
Everyone listening to this review, if you would like to give us your thoughts on the album, check us out on Instagram, Twitter, your Stitchers, your Apple Podcasts, your Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify, all at On the Brain ENT. And with that being said, I am Elder Tenchi, and we bid you peace, love, and never be normal.